Doug, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing well.
Thanks so much for being with us this morning. Tell our listeners what Business Leaders for Michigan is.
Well, we are the state's business roundtable. We're 75 CEOs of the major corporations of the state, and our whole focus is on what we can do to try to grow Michigan's economy. Last year, you'll recall, we put out the Michigan Turnaround Plan, which gathered a lot of interest and enthusiasm for basically providing a roadmap for state leaders to get Michigan's economy back on track.
How often do you meet?
Four times a year as a board, and then we have committees that meet more frequently.
And have you had any contact yet with Rick Snyder or his administration?
Well, quite a bit, actually. I was privileged and honored to chair his transition team, as well as being appointed to chair the new Michigan Economic Development Corporation board. We've had a great relationship with the governor. I've known him personally for over a dozen years, and we are very, very enthusiastic and excited about the prospects for Michigan with his leadership.
What caught your ear most about last night's speech?
You know, my overall sense is just the kind of the business-like approach that he took. I think that's the takeaway, using dashboards, two-year budgets, really focusing on, you know, the building blocks of tax reform to make Michigan more competitive. Those are all things you'd expect to hear from a CEO, and that's what Rick Snyder is. I think more importantly, though, he also showed a willingness to kind of step outside the norm. Certainly the support for the new bridge over the Detroit River, as well as, you know, tackling some, you know, more sensitive issues like that, I think show that he's willing to, you know, take on some tough issues.
The governor proposed killing the Michigan business tax and replacing it with a 6% corporate net income tax. Can you explain to our listeners why business has been hampered by this Michigan business tax and what you think of the proposed 6% corporate net income tax?
Sure. Well, there's really basically two issues, Tony, with the Michigan business tax. One is it's different than every other tax on businesses that other states assess in the country. So when you're the only state that has a tax like this, business gets kind of concerned, and they don't know how to compute what their tax liability is going to be, especially if they're not already in Michigan. They're reluctant to take that risk. That's number one. Number two is the tax itself is very high. Businesses in Michigan, on average, pay about 3 to 4 percentage points more of their profits in taxes than the average U.S. state. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but I bet a lot of your small business listeners would say it is, because that's, in many cases, their whole profit margin. And a lot of that is due to the fact that the MDT is the 48th most burdensome business tax in the country. So that's the problem. So getting rid of it is a good thing to do. The question is, what do you replace it with? And the governor's proposal of a 6% flat corporate income tax would mean roughly a 50% tax reduction for most businesses, but it is uneven. Some get more than others, and those are the details that we still have yet to see.
Doug, what should the profit margin be for the average business?
Well, it oftentimes is about 3 to 4%. It varies greatly by sector and by type of business. But, you know, for example, a McDonald's can buy on a smaller margin because they do such high volume, whereas a business that doesn't have as much volume typically needs a higher margin. But, you know, when you look at 3 to 4 percentage points, I think most small businesses particularly would say it is a real, real you know, burden on them and something that really does make Michigan much less competitive to do business in.
If I was to play devil's advocate, I could say what we are proposing would help business, and these owners and fat cats are going to put that money in their pocket as opposed to hiring more people or putting money back into their businesses. How would you react to that?
You know, business wants to reinvest because that's how they make more profit and more money. The last thing business wants to do is sit on idle cash and just keep it in their bank accounts. You know, you don't get the return on a savings account as you do in making investments. And again, I'm just going to put it in average person's language. You know, for you as an individual, if you put, you know, money in a bank savings account, you're not going to get the same returns if you invest it in the stock market. Now, there's more risk, and that's the issue here we have in Michigan, is that business will take that risk if they feel they're going to, have a good environment to do it in. But when we're constantly debating, what kind of tax we're going to have and what the tax rates are going to be and whether the budget's going to get balanced, and, let's face it, that's been the storyline in Michigan for the last half dozen years or so. Business tends to want to sit on their capital and be cautious. And so if we can make these changes, I really do believe you're going to see a boost in the economy.
Doug Rothwell is the president and CEO for Business Leaders for Michigan. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Doug, the more I listen to folks who are in business, it seems education is so closely intertwined. What's your reaction to the governor wanting to put more emphasis on the P through 20 when it comes to education and really continuing education for our citizens? How important is it to keep that education base here for business?
It's absolutely critical. Any business will tell you that talent is the number one thing that drives their success. And we all know increasingly the requirements for getting good jobs are going up in terms of the amount of education that you need. I think particularly a P20 focus is important because it tends to send the message that getting education beyond high school is important, but that doesn't necessarily have to mean you have to get a bachelor's degree. And that's something that I think we're losing focus on in this whole debate, is that there are always going to be a need for people with technical skills that they can get through community college or through other types of certification, whether they be plumbers and electricians or people that have IT skills and the like. And the point is, we want to get all our kids out of high school with good grades, good foundation, and then into at least community college or university for a couple of years to get that kind of more specialized experience they're going to need to get a good job.
All right, Doug, before we let you go, let's say that that 6% tax goes through and the Michigan business tax is dead. What's the biggest thing business needs in the state of Michigan to succeed?
Certainty, Tony, and that is, we just need to know what it takes to do business in Michigan. What I mean by that is, what is the tax system going to look like? What is the regulatory environment going to be? And are those environments going to be stable over a period of years so that business can make a very informed decision about whether or not Michigan is the right place for them to be? We cannot have this constant uncertainty year to year about what it's going to be like to do business here.
All right, Doug, I appreciate your time. We're going to be getting back in touch with you. I want to see if we can get you in studio for a couple of segments. There's so much to talk about. Thanks so much for your time and enjoy your day.
Glad to do it, Tony. Thank you.